to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership. We've been serving you, your family, your friends, your grandparents, and maybe even your great-great-grandparents for a full century. In the past, our customers with less than perfect credit traveled to Madison to get vehicle financing. Great news, you don't have to drive and then sit and wait for 3 hours. Melanie at Jones Chevrolet can help. Don't be fooled by the big city hype. We have all of the big city banks available right here in Richland Center. Between our finance director, Scott Smith, and Special Finance Manager Melanie, we have decades of automotive financing expertise. When credit issues make things complicated, we simplify it. All within our Jones Chevrolet low-pressure sales approach. We have a no-cost, easy, 100% secure online credit application at joneschev.com. Guaranteed credit approvals for the first time in our area. We even do loans with our most popular local credit unions directly. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden stepping up the pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to protect civilians and get more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel appears to be responding. This morning, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby telling ABC News,
they announced some very welcome agreements to open up crossings, additional crossings for aid to get into Gaza. They've talked about a commitment to increase the number of trucks that will get in. Those are good starts, but we got to see them execute and implement those things over time.
And today, the Israeli military dismissing two officers, reprimanding three others for their roles in the drone strike in Gaza that killed seven food aid workers. The end of April. That's the new timeline set to reopen Baltimore's port, blocked by the wreckage of the collapsed Key Bridge. President Biden to visit today. A construction worker was killed in Fort Lauderdale after a huge piece of crane fell onto a car bridge, damaging one car. Three other people were injured. This is ABC News. The TSA is responding to a number of high-profile security breaches at the nation's largest airports.
A TSA spokesperson tells the Washington Post just 72 cases were reported in 2022, only 29 in 2019, calling it a trend, saying the number of breaches is a larger number than we realized. The most common cases were passengers re-entering secured areas through exit-only lanes. Other times, officials say people were just tired of waiting.
ABC's Lionel Moise. One scientist is planning to study how animals react to Monday's solar eclipse. ABC's Danny Manu has more.
During the 2017 eclipse, biologist Adam Hartstone Rose was teaching at the University of South Carolina and decided to head to the zoo and run a little experiment.
I hypothesized that this was going to be a nothing burger.
But as Adam observed, when the moon covered the sun in totality, the giraffes started running around their enclosures, the flamingos made a protective circle around their young, and the Galapagos tortoises
started mating. Behavior.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value. 5 minutes past seven, a little sunshine. What is that? Oh, I got it. Yeah, it's a sunny morning. It actually, the last few days have kind of felt more like March, but that's all right. 29 at WRCO, WRCE Studios. We'll check out the weekend forecast coming up.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Donut sprinkles. Oh, sorry. Daydreaming a little bit there. Partly cloudy and not so breezy today. A high of 50. North to northeast winds around 10. Clear and chilly tonight. A low of 27. Saturday mostly sunny and mild. A high of 54. For Sunday, 48 with rain likely by mid-morning. Checking out your forecast for next week. Monday, 58 and 40% chance of rain. And then temperatures in the low 60s. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Kind of straightens out a little bit for April. 40 was the midnight reading right now in Richland Center with some nice sunshine. It is 29 degrees.
Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more to life. Take it easy, baby. Make it last all night.
Kirk Spenley from a current project tribute to Tom Petty. That is American Girl. It is now 11 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Big weekend plans? Yeah, absolutely. Maybe a little R&R? Sure, absolutely. The weather's getting a little better, so I might even get my little bike out and do a little pedaling, you know? So, here's Eric Church.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old Jeep. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory. Like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. Stance. You probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if I whispered your name, I bet there'd still be a spark. From back when I was gasoline, and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yeah, sometimes late at night on your radio, even though you're a million miles away. When you hip on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my old Jeep? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night.
Riding my pony on a cattle drive. like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Toby Keith and his very first big claim to fame, should have been a cowboy. Probably would have starved if I would have been a cowboy. Not really good. Maybe cooking the beans. I could have done that. But anyway, or eating the beans. We'll give old Henry a hard time coming up next.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Is your equipment old or damaged? Every piece of equipment we offer is designed to deliver substantial durability, comfort, and energy efficiency with leading-edge technology and brilliant features throughout. Call our office to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment. We have several lines to keep your budget in mind. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating at 647-6345.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Sorry. I was ready.
Yeah, that was
getting ready for
getting
the
ready
eclipse.
For the eclipse.
Yep, yep, yep.
No, no.
You got every time I walk in the front and the outside, it's the eclipse, Phil.
Eclipse. There you go. Eclipse his hair too.
I'm going to clip my hair today.
Yeah, you keep it quite well.
So,
but if you're going to do that, you got to do it properly. You got to say, turn around. Every now and then I get a little.
Wow.
Oh, right. not
no wonder.
My, not
no wonder we're on a record.
Not one of my favorite songs.
You really? It's a good song.
It's been requested a lot over the years.
Turn around.
It's probably just because I've heard it a lot over the years, but it's
there's a couple songs.
Pretty slow.
Yeah, there's a couple runoff songs to that. One is Turn Around, Turn Back Around.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Speaking of the eclipse there, Hank, we were talking about this yesterday. So Wisconsin is not part of the direct path, but will be under a partial eclipse with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of a shadow, it sounds like. So
okay.
We might notice a little bit. So it'll start over Dallas, again, this is Monday, 12:20 Central Time, and around Wisconsin, we should be seeing a little bit of a difference around 2 p.m. in the Milwaukee area. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So we won't see any difference here then.
Well, who knows? Sounds like maybe
I will go outside around 2 o'clock.
Glimpse and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big deal. Won't happen again for another 20 years, I think it said.
Really?
Something I read. Yeah. Well, anything else going on I should know?
Not really.
Oh, I know. The lottery.
Oh, boy.
The lottery, too. Aren't we going to?
We're playing the lottery.
Are we going to buy a ticket on that? Are we?
You know what, Phil? I feel like I've won the lottery with all my people and our clients and stuff here.
You're getting kind of wishy-washy and mushy again.
So. I know, but with all of our people that support us.
Well, you got that right.
I mean,
life would change. $1.23 billion.
No, it's chump change.
Yeah, that is.
For somebody.
What would you do if you had?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Honestly, what I would do first is probably help our public schools.
Absolutely. That's what I think
that our public schools and our tax people are tired of getting taxed. I would probably help, you know, our local schools around here, you know.
You could do a lot of good.
You could do a lot of good with that. I mean, the public libraries need some help. It's just one of those things where you just give back.
Well, that's the thing I thought about, too. I mean, you could give most of it away and still be comfortable.
Oh, and still be very comfortable. But, you know, I'm sure you would have people that your cousins that you've never met before.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, they say there are a lot of challenges there. But, again, if you gave most of it away or all of it away.
And it's just one of those things, help people.
Yep.
Just help people, you know, and you could still have plenty enough money to have wealth for the rest of your family's life, for generations, generational wealth. It's just one of those things, you just help people, you know.
Like these pro athletes that sign these contracts, they win the lottery all the time, and they could do a lot of good, too. And I think some of them do.
Some of them do.
Yeah. I think they
but
really
some
do.
Of them are broke.
I know.
It's sad. It's really sad. Yeah. I mean, but anyway.
Oh, well, I guess you got to buy a ticket to win, and I'm sure I won't buy a ticket.
Yeah, so. Sure I won't either. But, you know, but definitely help your family, help your friends, help people. You know, there's nothing wrong with helping people. I always try to help people.
Yep.
I mean, it may not be with money, but maybe some prayer here and there. But, you know, if you had the money to help, let them help, you know.
Absolutely.
So
we were in our secure broadcast facility last night.
Yes.
Boscobel.
Yep.
Yep, we pulled the UTV right up to the backstop and got out of the wind. You know, people were laughing at us, but if they'd have been sitting inside, they wouldn't have been laughing.
No, we had a heater in there and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at my advancing age, I like cold, sitting out in cold less and less all the time. So I was just snug as a bug in a rug there.
Yeah, we had a little manager from basketball. His last name was Ralph. I can't remember what his first name was. But anyway, do you have the scorecard?
Somewhere.
I think it was in your phone. Or do you have you? I think it's in your phone if you took a picture of basketball.
No, I think I've got it here somewhere.
A little guy named...
Jaron.
Jaron Ralph.
Jaron Ralph.
Yeah. What a good young man. So... Mm-hmm. He just helped us out all the time.
Yep, and Hayden Burke for Richland Center.
For Richland Center. Yep. Well, good kids. So, and young people, and Mr. Burke is wanting to get into radio broadcasting.
Yeah, we're good probably going to have him on, help us out a little bit.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, but...
Anything else I should know, Hank?
It's really nice to see a good baseball game for our first
one. It was a good game.
It was. I mean, there at the first, we thought we were going to be there a while, but but both pitchers settled in and had a great, you know.
Funny how high school baseball starts,
because
it was 5-4 after three innings, and you're like, oh, it's going to be 13-12 at the end, and it ended 5-4.
It went quick after that fourth inning, so. And the wind started picking up, and so I'm still waiting for some weather stripping for the UTV. Maybe John down at Napa can help us out.
Yeah, what did you do with all your bath towels? You probably didn't have a bath towel to use because you stuck them all in the cracks of your UTVs.
Well, you know, I didn't take a bath yesterday.
Oh, good.
So Saturday's coming. Tomorrow's
Saturday's coming. Yeah. So you better get them washed up.
Get them washed up.
Take your bath.
Yeah. So anyway, anything you know? Where are you at today, young man?
Riverdale.
Yeah,
we'll be there. Watch for, good game, Southwestern and Riverdale.
Yeah, it'll be a good ball game. Mm-hmm. So, did you know even though the Irish is the official language of Ireland, Polish is more widely spoken?
Did not know that.
Yeah, some of my useless knowledge that people don't need to know.
I'd like to go to Ireland someday. Maybe someday I will.
Yeah.
Go meet my family over there.
Do you
think they'd welcome me back?
No.
Probably not.
I would stay here.
Uh-huh.
You're lucky to get in June's house every day. The best part of June's day is not waking up with coffee in our cup.
Waking up with...
it's waking up because, he's gone.
Yeah. I hear you.
For a person with normal hearing, when it comes to pitch, the human hearing range starts low at about 20 hertz, okay? That's about the same as the lowest pedal on a pipe organ.
Wow. So. And when you sing, it hurts, too. I'll tell you that.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little.
Turn back around.
Yes.
Oysters can change genders back and forth.
Hmm. Did not know that.
They were way ahead of us.
Wow.
They were way ahead of us, wasn't they?
All kinds of useless knowledge.
The lion sleeps for about 20 hours a day.
The lion sleeps tonight.
Yeah, the lion sleeps. Turn around.
Yeah, that's about enough of that.
The longest tennis point ever played lasted for 29 minutes and 643 volleys.
Right. That wasn't that long ago,
no.
Was it? I remember reading about that.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah.
I bet they were tired. And it wasn't even the match. It was just a point.
Yeah. The lion sleeps tonight. There are 7 points on the crown of the Statue of Liberty. They represent the 7 continents and the 7 seas of the world. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Not know that either.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I found some more Hank or fact. We'll wait for them.
Okay.
You don't need them today.
Probably not, no. You're full of
other things today that we need to know about. Anything happening over the weekend, Philip?
Oh, yeah, lots of stuff. Sure. We got lots of stuff going on there. Class of 68 having their dance on Sunday. Monty Berger and the Country Old Band 1-5 at the Phoenix Center.
Is that when they were born?
No. Well, they might lie and say it was. It's when they graduated high school.
Oh.
Yeah. And a couple of things. The AD German Warehouse Conservancy having a Spring Fever rummage sale tomorrow, 8 to 2 at the 1912 building.
Okay.
So, as I mentioned, hopefully June doesn't hear this. She'll be out selling some of my stuff trying to, you know.
Are you?
Clear. Well, no. She's got to clear room for the new...
The grandbabies.
Grandbabies.
Yeah.
His bassinet or whatever.
How's that coming for you?
Not well. No, I think I was supposed to be pretty well, you know, doing it.
Is she upset with you again?
Probably.
Is she upset about the Packers trading away their Justin Fields?
The Packers trading away Justin Fields?
No, the Bears.
The Bears. Yes, I think she was. Yes, she was. And she feels kind of like I do that Caleb will not be a good fit for the Bears. But
you never know.
We'll see.
I mean, I like Justin Fields there, but I didn't think he fit there. I didn't. I think he needs another offense where he can be more explosive at the run game.
Chicago is a tough city to play.
Oh, I tell you what.
Anything, but especially quarterback.
Yeah.
And they won't give him very much of a leash, you know, if he doesn't do well at first.
Right. Yeah, they don't do.
And a rookie coming in, you know, is going to make mistakes. So.
Yeah.
I don't know, Hank.
I'm surprised I haven't got the call.
But you keep bringing it up, and then every time June hears that, she's like, I think you guys secretly like the Bears. That's all you talk about. Well, you know.
Oh, I like them better than the Vikings. Sorry, Jamie.
Oh, well.
But anyway. Anyway, buddy, I appreciate your time. I think Julie Cairns is going to be up next. She's not there?
I think she is, yeah.
I think she sings today, so.
Sings?
Yeah, you have to listen to it.
Okay.
So, good luck out there.
She made cookies and brought them in the other day.
I think she was singing while she was doing the cookies.
During the morning show, so they set this little box of cookies down in front of me, and then I had a second part with Ithaca FFA, and I smelled cookies for an hour.
And they're all gone.
Well, yeah. Well, I offered some. I had to, because I had guests in the studio, and it was rude to eat chocolate chip cookies, you know, in front of them.
Does Julie know that she owes us another dozen of cookies then?
I don't know if she knows that or not.
Well, anyway. I'll send her a bill.
Have a good
buddy. Have a good weekend. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Best part of waking up is coffee in my cup. Oh, in the Roundup, Hank, and it's Hank. Who's the other guy?
Is it the guy that does Prime Mover?
No, it's Phil. You know, Phil Nee.
Oh, right. The one that does the Saturday night show.
Speaking of Saturday nights, Ryan, do you know what deductible means?
Of course I do. Dem ducks down at the pond all the time.
No. An auto policy deductible is what you pay out of pocket on a claim before your insurance covers the rest. To talk more about your deductibles, give Julie Cairns State Farm a call today.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Lawston Equipment in Lawston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
7:35, today's high 50 degrees, right now 31. And a check of this day in history on the 5th of April, 1976, reclusive billionaire Howard Hughes died in Houston at the age of 70. I still have a will that belonged to him, I think. Also, in 1987, Fox Broadcasting Company made its primetime TV debut by airing the situation comedy Married with Children, followed by The Tracy Ullman Show, then repeating both episodes two more times in the same evening. A little lack of programming there for Fox in 1987. And in 2016, UConn won an unprecedented fourth straight women's national championship basketball. Celebrity birthdays today include country singer Tommy Cash, who is 84. Also born today, actress Jane Asher, who is 78, one-time girlfriend of Paul McCartney back in the day. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday from Richland Center Primary School to Zaylee Inners. Greetings from the RC Lions to Hannah Christian, Monica Deaver, Ryan Keegan, Aaron Nelson, and Ashley Williams. And from the Muscadet Blue River at Avoca Lions, happy birthday Betty Froh, Hannah Hinkle, Cecilia Krieger, to Elijah Lundgren, Jason Moss, Sarah Paysold, Todd Robb, and Tamara Puckett. The Bloom City Town Crier saluting Marty Brewer, Jim Craig, Judy Felton, and Vince Wiedenfeld, all celebrating today. Happy birthday from the Richland Center United Methodist Church to Lester Stanichka. Happy birthday to a special granddaughter, Hannah Hinkle, on her 18th this week from Grandma Hinkle. Have a great day today. Lots of loves and hugs and kisses. Have a great day today. Also, special birthday wishes going out to Rodney Schultz from Kevin and Teresa Carlson. Have a great day, Rodney. Wishes to Katie Bedward at Edward Jones from Derek, Aiden, Addison, and Bryce. Greetings going out to other fine folks in the area, including Alan Bradley retiree Monica Deaver from also retired 18101. Hannah Christian, this is from Lori and the guys, and also to Hannah, our beautiful, talented granddaughter. We love you big time from Butchie and Graham. To Cassidy Mancia from Mom. Have a great day, Ashley Toussaint. Wishes from Paisley and Aspen with lots of love. To cousin Lester Stanichka on your big 80. Have a great day from your Blue River cousin, Charles. And also to Aaron Nelson from all the Colsteads. To Ryan, love you, from Valerie. Happy birthday, Ryan Keegan from Five Points Lutheran Church. To beautiful daughter, Paige, love Mom. And happy birthday to daughter Paige Lobansky. Hope you have a wonderful day from Dad, Pam, and Uncle John. Happy anniversary, Jason and Megan Kleppy from Mom Kleppy. Happy anniversary to Joel from Jamie. Also to Bill and Betty Perkins. Love you from Valerie. Happy anniversary to Bill and Betty Perkins from Five Points Lutheran Church. And happy birthday, it says, to my amazing husband, Marty Brewer. All my love from Connie.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Indulge in quality meats and deli treats at Richland Locker. Check out the chuck roast at just $6.98 per pound, while the oven-roasted sliced turkey awaits at $7.98 per pound. Don't miss out on the Colby Jack sliced cheese for only $4.98 per pound. Experience the legacy of three generations at Richland Locker, serving the community since 1939. Visit them today and taste the tradition.
Center, where your family always comes first. The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. That's Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Joanne steps in with the news coming up here in just a bit this morning from WRCO and WRCE. Sunny and 31 right now at the studios.
I want to share your life. Every minute, every day and night. And I just want you to know. Whatever you do and wherever you go, remember someone loves you, honey. No matter what, just be my girl. Someone loves you, honey, more than anything in the world. I'm the one that you come to when you need someone. That's what my love is for. It's a shoulder to lean on.
Here on Country and Community, WRCO. We have the news update coming up. Phil Nee with you. We'll check sports next hour and fresh from the country. And our trivia question of the day is all straight ahead.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 31 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet Buick. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy skies and not so breezy today with a high of 50. Tonight, clear and chilly with a low of 27. After a low this morning of 29, it's 31 degrees.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town & Country TV & Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. In-state tuition at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and other campuses in the system will increase 3.75% next school year under a plan approved unanimously by the Board of Regents. The university says that combined with an increase in fees, the total tuition and fee increase will be 4.4% on average. The tuition increase alone equates a $262 spike at UW-Madison, $317 at UW-Milwaukee, and between $255 and $396 at the 11 other branch universities. Tuition is increasing for the second year in a row following the end of a 10-year freeze. Last year it rose about 5% on average. The Wisconsin Association representing attorneys has agreed to change the definition of diversity to settle a federal lawsuit brought by a conservative law firm. The lawsuit brought by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty in December argued the internship program unconstitutionally discriminates based on race. The State Bar of Wisconsin said Thursday that under terms of the settlement, its diversity clerkship program would continue unchanged under the new definition. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty declared victory, saying mandatory and annual state bar dues will not fund internships and policies primarily based on race, but rather on merit and diversity of viewpoint. Governor Tony Evers has signed into law a bipartisan bill requiring Wisconsin schools to teach Asian American and Hmong American histories. Evers signed the bill Thursday at an elementary school in Wausau. The city is home to about 4,700 Hmong. The Hmong American Center says that it is 12% of the city's residents, making Wausau the highest per capita Hmong population in the state and country. Current Wisconsin law requires K-12 schools to teach Black, Hispanic, and Native American histories. The new law adds Hmong and Asian American histories to this required curriculum. The goal is to promote greater awareness and understanding of Hmong and Asian American histories, cultures, and traditions. A doctor from De Pere becomes the first Democratic candidate in Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. Kristen Lyerly entered the race Thursday for the open seat created after the surprise retirement of Republican Representative Mike Gallagher. She launches her candidacy 2 weeks before Gallagher plans to step down. There will be no special election because of the timing of his resignation. Lyerly is unopposed in the Democratic primary to be decided August 13th. Democrats fielded no candidate in the 2022 election. State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth are two Republicans running, and a third is expected to get in the race on Monday. About 2 million Black & Decker-branded clothing steamers are now under a recall after consumers reported dozens of burn injuries that resulted from hot water spewing out of the devices. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Empower Brands is significantly expanding a previously announced recall of Black & Decker model HGS-011 Easy Garment Steamers. Nearly 520,000 of the steamers were recalled in November 2022. At the time, a repair remedy was offered, but there have been continued reports of burn injuries involving the repaired unit since. Empower Brands is now recalling another 1.6 million steamers to cover all units of the model, including those that were previously repaired, and offering full refunds instead. The University of Wisconsin is celebrating its 175th anniversary. The Madison campus is hosting over 60 events this weekend to mark its opening in 1849. There are evening viewings at Washburn Observatory and its original telescope from 1879, tours of the newly renovated dairy education facilities, and a visit with Bucky Badger at the Fieldhouse on Sunday. More info is online at 175.wisc.edu. A major astrological discovery goes on display this weekend at UW-Madison. A meteorite that fell in a Dane County farm field in 2009 will find its permanent home soon at the UW-Madison Geology Museum. A temporary showing opens on Saturday. The 110-pound iron meteorite is one of the largest that's fallen to Earth in 40 years. The museum is busy building an entirely new display for the meteorite because it's too big for the current collection. It's been 1 year on the job for Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Says her office authenticates 15,000 documents each year for all kinds of Wisconsinites.
You know, a family that finally heard that they can adopt a child in Thailand, or a business. My first one was a cheese shop that finally got to sell their cheese overseas.
But Godlewski tells Up North News the office has had to do more with less since it was defunded and downsized 9 years ago.
The legislature has been so extreme when it comes to their power grab that they've basically defunded this constitutional office at the detriment of Wisconsin.
She says the office has to scramble to provide its services. A Vernon County man has been sentenced for trafficking methamphetamine and fentanyl. Stanley J. Holt, 34, of Coon Valley, was sentenced Tuesday by U.S. District Judge William Conley to 11 and a half years in federal prison for conspiring to distribute and possess with intent to distribute methamphetamine and fentanyl. The prison term will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Holt pled guilty to the charge in January. In June 2023, law enforcement officers executed a search warrant on Holt's residence. He was pulled over after being observed leaving the home. Officers searched Holt and his car and found a large quantity of cash, methamphetamine, and fentanyl. Officers arrested Holt's co-defendant, Julia Lloyd, at the residence, where they found additional quantities of methamphetamine and fentanyl. In total, officers seized just under 5 pounds of methamphetamine, over an ounce of fentanyl, and almost $50,000 in cash. At sentencing, Judge Conley emphasized that a lengthy prison sentence was necessary for Holt because of the significant quantities of dangerous drugs that he was distributing in the community and his long history of selling drugs. At the time of his incident, Holt was on extended supervision with the state of Wisconsin for a prior methamphetamine trafficking offense. In March, Judge Conley sentenced Julia Lloyd to 78 months in federal prison for conspiring with Holt to traffic methamphetamine and fentanyl. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville's Department of Performing and Visual Arts Theater and Pioneer Players will present The Addams Family, a new musical. The show is based on the Addams Family characters created by Charles Addams. Performances will be held tonight and tomorrow night, Thursday, April 11th, Friday, April 12th, and Saturday, April 13th at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon, April 7th and 14th at 2. There also will be a special matinee on Wednesday, April 10th at 11. All performances will be held in the Broadbeck Concert Hall at the Center for the Arts on the UW-Platteville campus. Rock drilling went better than expected yesterday, so the contractor working on the Highway 130 project is planning to get two rock blasts in today. The first blast will be between 9 and 10, and the second blast will be around 3 or 4. Motorists should note that there will be a 15-minute stop on Wisconsin Highway 30 in both directions during the blast. Brace Memorial Park is closed this morning and then will reopen after the blast this afternoon and will remain open through the weekend. Registration is now open for the High Grounds 2024 Female Veterans Retreats. The Female Veterans Ice Age Trail Hike is scheduled for May 30th to June 2nd, and the High Ground-based Female Veterans Retreat will take place June 21st through 23rd. The Ice Age Trail Hike will include 5 to 8 miles of hiking on rolling, hilly terrain along the Ice Age Trail in the Holcomb area. The group will return to overnight individual tent camping and workshops on outdoor skills and PTSD MST management at a rural town hall property. The retreat will also include kayaking and canoeing. The High Ground-based Female Veterans Retreat will include activities and workshops at the park and local areas. Vietnam Veterans Nurse Sarah Blum will lead post-traumatic stress and military sexual trauma recovery workshops and talking circles. Registration is required for both retreats, and there is a $30 registration fee, which will be refunded to the veterans when they arrive. Female veterans who are interested in attending the retreats are encouraged to email Teresa at museum@thehighground.org as soon as possible. Those who don't have email can call 715-743-4224. Veterans can sign up for both retreats. The High Ground covers the cost of food, lodging, and supplies, including basic camping equipment for the Ice Age Trail hike for veterans. Travel expenses to and from are the responsibility of those attending. For upkeeping events and more, visit the High Ground's website at thehighground.us or follow them on Facebook.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Friday, April 5th. Richard Earle Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until noon with a service at 11:45 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide military honors at noon. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Richard Earle Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3 with a service at 2. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with military rites to follow by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held in St. Killian's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call Monday at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church from 4:30 until 8, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the funeral home next Friday, April 12th from 10 until the time of service at 12:30. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companion happy and healthy. We appreciate
you
every
are listening
single one
to WRCE 1450 AM, W299